It's obviously a lot of similarities just with, you know, similar style of Zim and Poly. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's this kind of stuff that we've seen before.
What makes his defenses so difficult?
Well, they play really hard. I think they've got good players, too, and they're just really sound at what they do. They, you know, they've got guys that contest a lot of balls in the pass game. They've got guys that are physical up front for the run game.
Seems like we talk a lot about former coaches. What does that say about the coaches that have come through this organization, and Zim in particular, that you have guys that have gone on to other places?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of them to come in here and have the success and get opportunities other places. I mean, it shows a lot for the type of coaches that we have here and the type of coaches that we've brought in. And so, I mean, it's with the success that we had and have had that those guys have gotten other opportunities.
Sim, as a rule, doesn't try to be too, like, exotic or anything. He just, I mean, you know kind of pretty much what they're going to do. They just play sound fundamentally and good technique and all that.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing what they do. Like I was saying, they've had guys that have been around that defense for a while, and so they know what they're doing and they're good at it.
What do they do best in your opinion? I mean, if you look at the tape, you know, for a couple of games, what sticks out in your mind? What do they do best?
I think they're physical all over. Even in the back end, they're physical. Instead, there's a lot of tight coverage, and so it's, you got to make those contested catches.
I guess it's like looking at practice from the, you know, from the first 4 years you're in the league, I guess.
Yeah, it's similar, and like I was saying earlier, it's similar to the same style that Paulie does with our defense.
Surprised to see Terrence still out there. What does he look like to you? I mean, near 40-year-old corner.
Yeah, I mean, you look at how long everybody's been in the league, you know, 3, 4, 5, 15. It's like he's been around for a long time, and for him to be playing and be playing pretty well, I mean, it says a lot about the type of guy that he is, how hard he works. And, I mean, even when he was here, you could tell he's a guy that could play for as long as he wanted to. Really smart, and so it doesn't surprise me that he's still going.
After the game on Monday, you know, you guys talk about energy and that sort of intangible thing from Sunday. Is that something to be aware of as a veteran player in practice this week? Or is that, again, okay, you're going on the road to a team that's playing for number one seed and you just kind of hope that it appears? Like, well, how are you kind of handling that or looking to see with you and your guys with that sort of intangible thing that was kind of lost a little bit Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to, especially being on the road, you got to bring your own energy. And so, I mean, for us, it's the expectation. I mean, we can't have another game like we had last week. And so I think there shouldn't be any problem with that this week.
There have been games in the 7 years you guys have been here, there have been games where you've been off, maybe games where AJ's been off. Never really did it seem like both you guys were off at the same time. I don't know. How did it strike you? Did it strike you that it was that way, that it was just kind of weird?
There's just different things that happen in the game. And so, I mean, I expect to make more plays. He expects to make more plays, and it didn't happen.
The double A-gap scheme, you know, it's been around for a while now. I mean, Zim and Paul were the guys that kind of introduced the thing to the league. Have you seen enough of it now where it's not as surprising as it once was?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot that they can do out of it, and there's a lot that they do out of it. And you know, he's a big reason why that kind of spread around the league. And so, yeah, I mean, I think seeing it so much throughout practice and training camp, OTAs, all that kind of stuff, I mean, it definitely makes you a little more familiar with the different things that can happen.
You come off of a bad game. Is there a difference in practice the following week? Is it one of those things where you just forget about it and move on, or is it kind of motivate you, kind of refocus that following week? Is there carryover?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you lose, you want to come back that next week and have that extra little bit of motivation, focus, whatever it may be, because you want to turn it around and win the next week. And so, you know, that's where we're at.
You said,
So going back to what you said about Terrence and him playing it, is that something that you guys as players, do you ever think about that? That how long, is it just, hey, however long my body holds up, or do you think about how long you want to play this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of, you know, what you have to think. How do you know when the time is up, if you can choose when the time is up? You know, I think that's one of the things you'd like to be in a position where you're the one that makes the decision of if you want to keep playing or not. But, I mean, I think you definitely think about it, maybe not early in your career, but as time goes on, you start to think, weigh how long you want to play. And obviously your body can tell you one thing, but as long as you're still into it.
What kind of challenges does he have on third down, Andy? He's obviously, his defense has always seemed to be doing really good. Obviously, the defense has grown up third down. What does he do on third down that makes it challenging?
Yeah, I think kind of what I was saying earlier, just the way they play tight coverage, that plus, you know, some of their blitz schemes that they have, maybe some of the double A stuff that they do, they try to get you off a little bit and try to confuse you some with what they're doing. So I think that's a big reason why they've been really successful on third down.
I know it's late in the season. You guys are kind of far out right now. But as far as just being able to beat a team that has a really good record, it hasn't happened this year. Is that something you guys would like to do, or kind of say, hey, you can still do it in a game like this?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it's you want to win every single time you play the game. And so you're going to prepare that way, and you want to beat good teams. And so this is going to be a good challenge for us because they're a really good team, and they've been playing at a really high level.